love and appreciation for this church family.
我很喜欢这个家庭，这个大家庭。
I know that you want to be faithful to the Lord.
我知道你们很想忠实的服侍神。
I know that you are a prayerful people.
我知道你们都是很爱祷告的一群人。
And I know you want to keep in step with the Spirit.
我也知道你们很想跟圣灵继续同步。
And I rejoice at what God is doing.
我对，因为这样，我对很高兴的是，赞美神。
And will yet do.
然后也会继续赞美神。
In your church family.
在这个教会的家庭里。
I pray for you often.
我会时常为你们祷告。
And I thank the Lord for you.
我也因为你们感谢神。
And I thank you, Katie.
然后他也感谢翻译。
I couldn't do this without you.
没有翻译的话，他就没办法沟通了。
As we begin this morning,
所以我们今天早上开始。
I want to begin with a story.
我想要先讲个故事。
He sat across from me and was obviously very nervous.
他很紧张，很明显的很紧张的坐在我的对面。
I like to call it the pastor syndrome.
我想要称作为牧师症状。
And I think you know what I mean.
我觉得你们都能够体会这个意思。
When you get near a pastor, you feel the same level of guilt as if you were driving by a police speed trap.
当你们坐在牧师对面的时候，有一种罪恶感，好像在经过测速相机一样的时候的紧张感觉。
You can be driving the speed limit, but the moment you see the police officer, you tap the brake and slow down.
所以就算你没有超速，你们看到了警察也是会慢下来。
And pastors make some of us nervous just by sitting there.
有时候有些人看到牧师坐在那里，也会有这样紧张的感觉。
He had asked for this meeting, and I didn't know what this was all about.
他要求来跟我见面的，然后我并不知道为什么。
So to get things going, I asked, "How can I help you?"
所以为了让我们能够，更进一步的聊天，我就想问他说，我能够怎么帮助你？
He looked down at the floor, shuffled his feet, and said, "When you talk about Jesus, you make it sound like you know him."
他很不安定的看着地板，看着地上，跟我说，当你谈论耶稣的时候，你好像认识他。
I was a little surprised.
我有点惊讶。
He wasn't a new believer and clearly was not a seeker.
他不是初信者，他也不是一个慕道友。
I had heard him pray, read scripture, and I sensed the Holy Spirit at work in him.
他常常带祷，常常为大家带祷，也常为大家读经，那我也感觉到圣灵在他里面动工。
So what was this all about?
所以他为什么要这样问呢？
I tried to ease his tension a little, and I said, "Well, we do talk about him a lot around here."
我想要让他不要那么紧张，就跟他开玩笑的说，我们时常谈论耶稣啊。
He quickly came back with, "It's more than that."
他马上回答说，比这个更多的。
Then these words poured out of him.
然后他就把这些话涌流出来了。
I have been in church all of my life and have prayed for as long as I can remember.
他说我一辈子都在教会里，我也印象中一直都在祷告。
I've heard a lot of people talk about Jesus in a lot of different ways.
我听了很多人的谈论，用不同的方式谈论耶稣。
I know who Jesus is.
我知道耶稣是谁。
And I know a lot about him.
我也知道很多关于他的事。
But you talk as if you know him.
可是你谈论他的时候，好像你真的知道他是谁。
It's got me thinking, he said.
这让我有个想法。
That I don't know him at all.
我其实一点都不认识他。
Have you or someone you love ever been there?
你或者是你认识的人有没有这样的体会？
It was very clear from how that man was talking in my office that day.
那天当这个人在我的办公室里跟我谈的时候，有一个很明显的想法。
That he knew about Jesus.
他知道耶稣。
But somehow he had failed to understand that he could really know Jesus.
可是他并不了解，他能够真的是认识他。
After all, Jesus said, "My sheep will recognize my voice."
因为耶稣也说过，他的羊认得他的声音。
That was more than poetic exaggeration.
这不只是一个诗篇听起来很唯美的话而已。
Jesus was talking about a relationship that was so real and personal, we would know him and his voice.
他耶稣形容的是一个很亲密的一个关系，我们能够知道他，认识他，并认得他的声音。
Is that true in your life?
这在你们的生命中是真的吗？
Do you know Jesus like that?
你们是这样的认识耶稣吗？
Or like the man in my office that day, do you just know about him?
还是你们跟当时坐在我办公室的男人一样，只是知道他？
This morning we're going to dig into the first chapter of John's Gospel.
我们今天早上要看的是约翰福音的第一章。
And we're going to look at the description of Jesus in verses 29 to 34.
我们要看耶稣在二十九到三十四节如何被形容的。
And as we do, it will be very clear that John really knew Jesus.
那当我们看这些章节的时候，我们能够体会到约翰是真的认识耶稣。
I am praying that we will also know Jesus this way.
那我也希望我们能够透过这些经文真的来认识耶稣。
And not just know about him.
不只是知道他。
Katie will read the passage, John chapter 1, verses 29 to 34.
所以我会为大家读约翰福音一章二十九到三十四节。次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。这就是我曾说，有一位在我以后来，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前，我先前不认识他。如今我来用水施洗，我要叫他显明给以色列人。约翰又作见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他身上。我先前不认识他，只是那差来用水施洗的，又对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
May the Lord bless the reading of His word.
愿神赐福他的话。
The first chapter of John's Gospel is one of the most comprehensive lists of descriptors of Jesus in the New Testament.
所以约翰福音的第一章看到的是最细腻来描述耶稣的一些用词。
We see Him described as Messiah in verse 20.
在二十节，我们看到他被形容为弥赛亚。
Prophet, verse 21.
二十一节是先知。
Jesus, verse 29.
二十九节说是耶稣。
Lamb of God, verse 29.
二十九节是神的羔羊。
One who baptizes with the Spirit, verse 33.
用圣灵施洗的，三十三节。
The chosen one of God, verse 34.
三十四节里面神拣选的。
Rabbi, teacher, verse 38.
三十八节，拉比或老师。
Christ, the anointed one, verse 41.
四十一节，基督或者是受冠冕的。
Son of Joseph, verse 45.
四十五节，约瑟的儿子。
Nazarene, verse 45.
拿撒勒人，四十五节。
Son of God, verse 49.
神的儿子，四十九节。
King of Israel, verse 49.
以色列君王四十九节。
And Son of Man, verse 51.
人子五十一节。
Clearly, the Apostle John knew Jesus and knew who he was to describe him so comprehensively.
所以很明显的，约翰知道耶稣，也认识耶稣，他能够这么细腻的描述他。
At the same time, in his description of Jesus, he used John the Baptizer.To describe him in a very unique way.
所以在同时形容耶稣的时候，施洗约翰也用一些特别的方法来形容耶稣。
Why is there so much emphasis on knowing Jesus in this chapter?
为什么这个章节要这么的强调耶稣呢？
I believe that one of the apostles' concerns that he's addressing is that disciples must know who Jesus is.And they must have a personal relationship with him that reorients their lives.
我坚信说这个 我们称为门徒其中一个重要的一点是要能够认识耶稣，知道耶稣是谁，然后亲身经历一个能经历透过耶稣改变生命的这样的经验。
Let me repeat that.
让我再重复一次。
To be his disciple, you must know who Jesus is, and we must have a personal experience with him that completely reorients our life.
要成为跟从耶稣的门徒，我们必须知道耶稣是谁，我们也必须亲自有改变生命，因为耶稣改变生命的亲身经验。
Ultimately, that was the problem of the man who sat in my office that day.
这就是当时在我办公室那个男人他的一个问题。
He knew who Jesus was, but had not had a personal experience with him that reoriented his life.
他知道耶稣是谁，可是他并没有有这样的亲身经验，因为耶稣而改变他生命的经验。
But that was not John the Baptizer's problem.
可是这并不是施洗约翰的一个问题。
John obviously knew who Jesus was and had a personal experience with him that changed everything.
他知道耶稣是谁，他也有这样的亲身经历过耶稣改变他生命的经验。
It shows clearly in his description of Jesus.
这个在他经文里面，他形容耶稣的方法里面，我们看到了。
Here is how he described Jesus in the passage that Katie read.
所以刚才为大家读的经文里面，他是这样形容耶稣的。
The Lamb of God, verses 29 to 31.
29节到31节，他说是神的羔羊。
The one who baptizes with the Spirit, verses 32 and 33.
那用灵施洗的32到33节。
And the chosen one or son in verse 34.
那个被拣选的或是神的儿子34节。
We will look at each.
我们会讨论每一点。
What did John mean when he described Jesus as the Lamb of God?
约翰把耶稣形容为神的羔羊是什么意思呢？
Every preacher finds it difficult to know what was meant.Because the phrase Lamb of God occurs so rarely in the New Testament.
其实每一个牧师都有一点纠结，说要如何解释神的羔羊，因为新约里面很少用这个词。
Excuse me, I'm still recovering from a cold.
不好意思，我有点感冒，还在康复。
Accordingly, all kinds of theories and Old Testament references are offered.
在旧约里面，我们看到很多的一些解释。
I believe, however, that the key to understanding what is meant is found in the second half of the phrase.
可是我觉得我们看这一个用词的后半段就能够理解它是什么意思。
Takes away the sin of the world.
挪去世人的罪孽。
Jesus is being described as the Lamb provided by God.Whose death carried away sin from the presence of God.
耶稣被形容为一个羔羊，神赐下来的羔羊，他的死亡能够挪去了罪孽，因为神的关系。
In the language of the Old Testament, Jesus is the Passover Lamb who paid the price of sin.
在当时旧约的一种语言的方法，我们看到耶稣就是被形容为逾越节的羔羊。他付上了挪去罪孽的一个代价。
John knew that about Jesus, but also knew that Jesus was the one who would surpass him in ministry because he had been before John in verse 30.
约翰知道耶稣的这一个要点，因为他知道耶稣是那个会超越在事工上超越他的，因为他在约翰之前三十节。
The idea of being before John has already appeared in verse 15, so what's the point John's making?
我们在15节里已经看到他这么说是在他以前来的，所以为什么约翰要继续这样的形容他呢？
The importance of Jesus is not just in what he does, takes away sin, but also in who he is.
这个重点并不只是说耶稣做了什么，他挪去了罪孽。可是它的重点是耶稣是谁。
This phrase is a clear reference to the incarnation.
在这里形容的很明显就是指这个化身。
Accordingly, we know that Jesus is not just a lamb that takes away sin, but the Lamb of God who will take away our sin.
我们知道耶稣并不只是一个羔羊，挪去罪孽的羔羊，可是他是那一个神差遣下来的羔羊，挪去我们的罪。
Jesus existed before time began and was now found in human flesh to do the will of the one who sent him.
耶稣在一切有之前就有，就在了，那我们现在也找到了他现在道成肉身来完成那位差遣他的人的事。
This is what we can know about Jesus.
这是我们能够认识耶稣的一点。
As the Lamb of God, he's the one who can take away our sin.
因为他是神的羔羊，他是那个能够挪去罪孽的人。
He is also the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
他也是那位用圣灵施洗的。
It's intriguing that in all four Gospels we can read of John's ministry as the baptizer.
很有意思的是，在四个福音书里面，我们都可以看读到施洗约翰的事工。
In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, however, we read a description with the emphasis on the baptism and the voice from heaven.
可是，在马太福音、马可福音跟路加福音里面，我们看到的是一个形容，重点他们都放在那个。施洗的这件形容施洗的这个故事里面。
Here in John 1, the emphasis is clearly on the presence of the Spirit, with three references to the Holy Spirit in two verses.
可是，在约翰福音这里，我们看到它的重点是放在圣灵的存在里面，在三节里面就提到了圣灵两次。
And to make this even clearer, John makes this personal.
那为了要更明显地表达他的意思，约翰很用很亲密的关系来形容。
He said, "I saw the Spirit come down and remain on him." In verse 32,
他说我看见了圣灵降下来住在他的身上。
He is not describing Trinitarian theory with some cleverly invented word picture.
他并不只是想要用一些那些教。基督教里面的一些理论来形容这个，为大家描述这件事。
He is telling us that God the Father spoke, the Holy Spirit descended, and Jesus, the Son of God, had the Spirit remain on him in the form of a dove.
他要告诉我们的是，父神说话了，他的圣灵降了下来，住在神之子耶稣的身上，并住在他里面，用鸽子的样子。
John didn't know this from in-depth study of the scriptures. He knew the Trinity from personal experience.
约翰并不是读一些经文或者是一些书卷来了解这个事的。他知道这位三合一的真神是亲自经历过的，他经历过的。
There are two parts of this that I believe are crucial for us to know.
我觉得这里有两点我们需要知道的。
First, the Spirit remained, indicating a permanent anointing of Jesus.
第一点就是圣灵住在里面，代表说耶稣是固定的、永恒的。
Secondly, Jesus is described as the one who will baptize others with the Holy Spirit.
第二点就是耶稣他是会为那位用圣灵为大家施洗的。
Just as water baptism indicates a new life in Christ, so Spirit baptism.Is a sign of new life within that begins when we trust Jesus.
就好比用水施洗来代表在耶稣里面有活出新的生命，圣灵的施洗是代表耶稣在我们里面，我们生命里有新的开始。
Jesus is not only the Lamb of God who can take away our sin.
耶稣不只是那一位神的羔羊，能挪去我们的罪。
He is also the one who can give us a new identity sealed with the Holy Spirit.
他也是能够给我们一个新的身份的。
And this is indeed good news.
那这就是好消息。
And finally, he is the chosen one or son in verse 34.
最后一点是34节里，他是那位被拣选的儿子。
John's knowledge here again is clear and personal.
约翰的知识在这里又是一个很清楚、很私密的。
Sorry, Katie. He said, "I myself have seen and testified."
他说我自己看见了，我也做见证。
Earlier I mentioned that John's concern was that a disciple must know who Jesus is.
之前我提到说约翰的这个使徒约翰他的强调的地方是要怎么成为一个好的门徒。
And must have had a personal experience with him that reorients their life.
我们必须认识耶稣，然后有自己亲身经历过因为耶稣而转变的生命。
That is what he's saying here.
在这里也是一样。
What happened in the river that day with Jesus reoriented John the Baptizer's life.
使徒约翰在河边跟耶稣这样的见面改变了他的一生。
He saw it, experienced it, and was now testifying to it.
他看到了，经历了，然后现在做见证。
What was his testimony?
他的见证是什么？
Jesus was the chosen one.
耶稣是被拣选的。
Now, depending on the translation, Bibles alternate between phrases "Son of God" and "God's chosen one."
那现在因为翻译的关系，很多圣经可能就会用两种不同的形容词，是耶稣。是神的儿子，还有神所拣选的。
Both are reasonable translations and interpretations.
两种的翻译都可以接受。
Both are an accurate attempt to convey a thought across centuries and cultures.
跨过这么多的文化跟跨过这么久的时间，这两种翻译都是对的。
Personally, I like the chosen one imagery better, and here's why.
可是我个人是比较喜欢这个被拣选的这样的翻译。
In Isaiah 42, there is a description of the Lord's servant that reads.
因为在以赛亚42章里面有一个形容耶稣的说。
Here is my servant whom I uphold.
看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选的。
My chosen one in whom I delight.
心里所喜悦的。
I will put my spirit on him.
我已将我的灵赐给他。
And he will bring justice to the nation.
他必将公理传给外邦。
This morning, when I awoke and was doing my morning devotions,
所以今天早上当我在早上的晨祷的时候
，I read Matthew chapter 12.
我读了马太福音十二章
，where this exact passage is quoted.
那他也引用了这一个章节
，in reference to Jesus.
引用这张章节来形容耶稣。
Where Matthew said all this took place to fulfill.
马太说这些一切都是在他里面成就了。
What the Lord had said through the prophet.
透过以赛亚所成就的。
That passage is all about Jesus.
透过先知所成就的，就是在形容这个耶稣。
He is God's chosen one.
他是神所拣选的。
And this is what we can know about Jesus.
那这个我们也能够认识耶稣，透过这点。
As the Lamb of God, He's the one who can take away our sin.
身为神的羔羊，他能挪去罪。
As the Spirit anointed one, he can give us new identity sealed with the Holy Spirit.
因为是圣灵所冠冕的，他能够给我们新的身份。
Like John, I testify that he is the chosen one of God.
跟约翰一样，我要为在这里见证说他是神所拣选的。
Do you know these truths about Jesus?
你们能够了解这些有关耶稣的事吗？
When I talk about Jesus, I talk about him as though I know him.
当我谈论耶稣的时候，我谈论他好比我认识他一样。
The one who's taken away my sin.
挪去我罪孽的那一位。
Given me a new identity with the Spirit.
给我透过圣灵一个新的身份。
And has changed and is changing my life.
不断的改变，并已经转变了我的人生。
Do you know Jesus this way?
你们也是这样认识耶稣吗？
Has he taken away your sin?
他挪去你们的罪孽了吗？
Sealed you with the Holy Spirit?
是不是使你们充满圣灵呢？
Do you declare that he is also the chosen one?
你们也宣告说他是被拣选的吗？
When we know Jesus this way,
当我们这样的认识耶稣，
then there's nothing in this world greater than he is.
那这世上就没有比他更大的。
There's a wonderful old hymn, "Fairest Lord Jesus," that expresses that thought for us.
那有一个很美好的一个诗歌是这样形容他。
Let's sing it and reflect on the incredible gift of knowing Jesus.
那我们就用这个诗歌来回应神，他这样让我们认识他的好礼物。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Larry. Yes, let's respond singing that beautiful description of Jesus, fairest Lord Jesus. You can find it in number 88 if you like to use the hymn book, or you'll see it on the screen. Has spoken to you this morning, and you sense that you need to know him as that young man asked in the sermon, to know him personally. We invite you to come forward. There are prayer partners who would be happy to pray with you. I will be here as well, happy to pray with you. And do join us in the gym for fellowship and the bake sale, and hear this word of blessing from God's word. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
test, test, test.